إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, of the manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is that He has taken two things that are exactly the same, and yet He has preferred one of them over others. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred some of the creation over others. As Allah says, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Some Allah has chosen above others. So even though the creation might be from the one being, yet still Allah's barakah is manifested. Allah's blessings is manifested in one more than the other for wisdoms that are known to Him. And Allah's barakah means, the literal meaning of barakah is an increase in the usefulness, an increase in the blessings of something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen some of His creation over others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen some people over other people. The anbiya are not like other than the anbiya. The salihin are not like other than the salihin. The awliya are not like other than the awliya. The scholars are not like the non-scholars. Some people have been chosen over others. Some places have been chosen over others. Mecca is not like the rest of the world. Medina is not like the rest of the world. Imagine if there were no holy place. Imagine if all the land was exactly the same. How would we be motivated? Why would we be motivated to travel and to increase in our religiosity? Similarly, some objects are more blessed than others. The water of Zamzam, our Prophet ﷺ said, is the most blessed food on earth. So Zamzam is not like the other waters. What happens when we see Zamzam? When we're given a drink of Zamzam, we feel excited, we feel eager to take it, we want to make dua. And therefore the best and the most blessed time is a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be excited about. He wants us to be enthusiastic about. And this is of the greatest blessings of Allah. If every day of the year had been exactly the same, if every month had been exactly the same, when and how would we be motivated to be extra righteous? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen some months over other months. And the month of Ramadan is the queen of all months. And if the month of Ramadan is the queen of all months, then the single night of Laylatul Qadr, this is the jewel on the queen's throne. This is the pinnacle of the most blessed night of the year. There is no night of the year that competes with Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is the jewel on the queen's throne. There is nothing that is more blessed. There's no time frame in the entire year that is more blessed than Laylatul Qadr. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in fact revealed an entire surah to talk about Laylatul Qadr. A whole surah has been revealed in order to show us the importance of Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this surah, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. From the very first line, Allah azza wa jal wants to bring emphasis to Laylatul Qadr. And two other things are referenced in this ayah. Two other concepts are referenced. The first of them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revealing of the Qur'an. It's a coming down of the Qur'an. And the second is of course the corollary of that, and that is Allah's blessings and Allah's praise in having revealed the Qur'an. Inna, we, anzalnahu, have sent it down on the night of Qadr, fi Laylatul Qadr. So Allah praises Himself in the royal we. And Allah Azza wa Jal praises himself through revealing the Quran, and this goes back to Surah Al-Kahf when Allah says Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab, all praise be to Allah who has revealed the book. Allah praises himself and Allah praises the revealing of the book, and by the way the book is referenced with a direct pronoun, we have revealed it. And there's no need to even mention what it is, because when there is an it in such a verse, the mind can only go to one entity, to one object, and that is the Quran. Allah doesn't mention it by name, because it, when it is mentioned in this manner, can only be one. We have revealed it, and this is in Arabic, we call it Dhamir al-Sha'an. In English, we don't have this concept. In Arabic, it's called Dhamir al-Sha'an. Dhamir al-Sha'an is the pronoun of honor. The pronoun of tribute, that this is a pronoun, which is, we have revealed it, that it is a pronoun that is bringing attention and honor to the Quran. Like Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that is the book, and this is not a concept in English. When Allah said ذَلِكَ, this is a means of honoring the book, that this is an honored book. Similarly over here, we have revealed it on that one night of power. Now subhanAllah, few weeks ago when we talked about the blessings of Ramadan, what did Allah say? شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is the month that the Quran was revealed. So the whole month has been made blessed by the revealing of the book. One book that came down, the Quran, has made the entire month blessed. So what do you think? If the whole month is blessed because of the book, what will be the status of the very night that it came down? Think about this. We have sent it down on Laylatul Qadr. And Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala an, he said that on this night, on Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically sent down from the Lawh al-Mahfuz, from the preserved tablet, Allah sent down the Qur'an to the lower heaven, Sama' al-Dunya. Literally, Allah sent it down so that it is in closer proximity to this earth. And then over the course of the next 23 years, from the Lawh al-Mahfuz of the Qur'an, Jibreel would come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first revelation of the Quran, Iqra, it began on the day of Laylatul Qadr, which is basically whatever the night we're going to be worshipping, on that day, first revelation began. So if the whole month became blessed because of this book, what do you think will be the status of that very day and night that the book came down? So Allah is saying, we have sent it down on Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Now what is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr, we're not going to translate it right now because it has actually many meanings. It's not just the night of power. But one of the unique things that we have been blessed with as an ummah is Laylatul Qadr. Fasting is not unique to us. Salah is not unique to us. Zakah is not unique to us. Even the pilgrimage is not fully unique to us, because Ibrahim alayhi salam practiced the pilgrimage and some of the prophets practiced it as well. But of the unique blessings that no ummah before us was given is the blessing of Laylatul Qadr. No ummah previous to this ummah was given this blessing of Laylatul Qadr. And scholars have given various reasons for this. Of those reasons is that the Prophet ﷺ, there is a hadith in Muwatta of Imam Malik with a slight weakness in his chain, that the Prophet ﷺ was concerned that his ummah could not compete with the previous ummahs. That his ummah could not compete with the previous ummahs. How and why? The previous ummahs had a long opportunity to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would live for, some of them we know, for 950 years or 1,000 years. Whereas our ummah is a short span. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ سِتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَتَجَاوَزُونَ السَّبْعِينَ. That the average age of my ummah will be between 60 and 70, and the percentage that goes beyond 70 will be very few. This is a hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. The average age of my ummah, and if you look at it historically, the average age of the ummah has been between 60 and 70, and few will go beyond 70, meaning percentage-wise from the bulk of the ummah, few will go beyond 70. So this lifespan that we have of 60, 70 years, how can we compete with those who used to worship Allah for 1,000 years, for hundreds of years, as the earlier generations? According to one interpretation, this was of the blessings of the Prophet's concerns for his ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us for every year of our life. He gave us basically almost a century, 83.33 years he gave us. So it is as if for every year we can worship around 85 years or around, almost 100 years. Every year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with extra time. And this is the essence of what barakah means. Ziyadatul khair. You take one element, you take one bit, and you stretch it so that it is as if it is much more. When time is blessed, you get much more out of that time when it is not blessed. So the Laylatul Qadr is the most blessed. One night, you will stretch it to be 83.3 years. And that is the height of barakah and blessings when it comes to time. So what is Laylatul Qadr? Inna anzalna fi Laylatul Qadr. What is Laylatul Qadr? The word Qadr has many, many meanings. And in fact, to be very academic, there's 7 or 8 interpretations. We don't have time for all of them, but just a few of the primary interpretations of Qadr. Of the primary interpretations of Qadr, Qadr means ذو شأن عظيم. Qadr means a grand status, something of respect. When you say fulanun dhu qadr, you mean so-and-so, he has a respect in the community. So-and-so, he has a certain majesty in the community. So Laylatul Qadr could mean the night of respect, the night of glory, the night of majesty. And this is proven in the Qur'an. By the way, all of these meanings on this slide are valid. That's the point. It's not just one meaning. All of these meanings are valid. Allah says in the Qur'an, in reference to Laylatul Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We have revealed it in a Mubarak night. So Laylatul Qadr is a Mubarak night. It is the most blessed night. And therefore, there is no time frame in this entire year that is more Mubarak than Laylatul Qadr. This is the first meaning of Qadr. ذو شأن, ذو قدرٍ, something that is worthy of honor. Now, from this we can actually get two opinions. The first opinion, the night itself is respect. The night itself is majesty. The second opinion, the person who worships Allah on that night is raised to the level of respect. So the first interpretation, and again all of these are valid, the night is blessed, the night is majestic, and the one who worships Allah on that night is blessed and majestic, is somebody who is ذو قدر. So if you worship Allah on Laylatul Qadr, you will become ذو قدر in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows us therefore that Laylatul Qadr is the single most easiest time to raise your ranks in the eyes of Allah. Laylatul Qadr, it is the simplest ladder to get lots of upgrades in the whole year. You will not get the opportunity to rise up in ranks like you will on Laylatul Qadr, because that's what Qadr means, ذو شأن عظيم, something of worth, of great majesty and grandeur. This is the first meaning of Qadr. The night is blessed and the night is majestic, and the one who worships Allah on that night is blessed and majestic. The second meaning of Qadr is the Qadr as the sixth pillar of Iman. Qadr as the sixth pillar of Iman. That we believe, نُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. We believe in Qadr, the good and the bad. So Laylatul Qadr, the night of predestination, the night of decree, the night of fate. And this is also a valid meaning of Qadr, and this is also one of the primary blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Allah says in the Quran, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Laylatul Qadr again. On this night, every single decision is decided. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Now, it doesn't mean that Allah will decide. It means Allah will announce to the angels. This is what Laylatul Qadr happens. Of course, Allah knows what's going to happen from before He created us. But the angels are told this on an annual basis. Literally, the angels have their divisions. They have their subcommittees. They have their agenda. Literally, like us, we have in our companies. They too have it. That they're told their tasks for the upcoming year. When is this done? On Laylatul Qadr. That they are announced who is going to die. and who is going to be forgiven, and whose sickness will be cured, and whose musibah will be alleviated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces it to the angels. So this is the night of Qadr. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. On that night, every wise decision, every powerful decision, it is decided for the upcoming year. So this is a night. Some of us on this world, there is no doubt about it. Our fate now, for that this will be our last Ramadan, it will come down. For others of us, musibas we are in will be lifted up. For yet others, musibas we will be tested with. All of this will come down. SubhanAllah, when our announcements come for a job promotion, for our major exams, how do we feel? How do we feel when we know that's the day of the announcement? How do we feel when we know the results of that exam we've been studying for, or that promotion, or whatever we've been doing? Imagine now, Laylatul Qadr is much more than an exam. It is your life and your death. It is your Jannah and your Nar. How should we be on that night other than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging and praying? That is Laylatul Qadr. And the third meaning of Qadr is to be restricted, to be constricted, constrained. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this meaning in the Quran. This is an Arabic, again, meaning of Qadr. That وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ. Whosever's money is limited. So the word قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ, whose money is limited, whose money is constrained. So Laylatul Qadr, the night of restriction, the night of a type of even claustrophobia, everything's packed up. And it is called the night of restriction because there is no space on it at all because of the angels. The angels have packed up. They've stacked themselves up and there's no space. So it is called the night of no space. The night of restriction. Our Prophet ﷺ told us, and this is outside of Laylatul Qadr, on any night, on a regular night, our Prophet ﷺ said, مَا مِن مَوْضِعِ شِبْرٍ, that there is not a single hand span in the heavens, except that in this hand span you will find either an angel, قَائِمْ أَوْ رَاكِعْ أَوْ سَاجِدْ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That the whole angel, the whole skies above us are packed with angels. And our Prophet ﷺ described the status of the skies, and he said, أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءُ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَئِطَّ. Atta is the sound of the wood when you put something heavy on it. We call it in English creaking. أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءُ, that the heavens are creaking. وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَئِطَّ. And why should they not creak? Why should they not have this sound? That the entire heavens are packed with malaika praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is outside of Ramadan. This is on any night. Can you imagine when all of those malaika are coming down to this earth? What will be the space? So it is called Laylatul Qadr. And subhanAllah, what are the numbers of the angels? Think about this. That the quantity of angels is something that is beyond our imagination. And in reference to the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one can count. And the reference of junud literally translates as the army of Allah, but the reference is the angels. No one can count the army of Allah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the quantity. So what will happen when that quantity comes down? There's not going to be any space. So this is the night of no space, the night of constriction. And there are other meanings of Qadr as well, but these are really the, you can say, the four primary meanings. And that is Qadr, the night is majestic. Qadr, the one who worships Allah on that night is respected and honored. Qadr, the night of fate. And Qadr, the night of having no space because the malaika are here. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. What will make you realize? What is Laylatul Qadr? What will make you realize? And the word what will make you realize in Arabic is adraka. And adraka, there's another transmutation of it, yudrika. Yudrika and adraka are both found in the Quran. But there's an interesting difference between the two. And that is that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term adraka, He answers Himself. Al-haqqa, mal-haqqa, wa ma adraka mal-haqqa, kadhaba thamud wa adum al-qari'a. So He answers, what is al-haqqa, right? Wa ma adraka. Anytime Allah says adraka, He will answer it Himself. But the other term, yudrika, He does not answer. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبٌ. How do you know? Maybe the day of judgment is very close, but He doesn't tell us when is the day of judgment. Right? So yudrika, the same term, but Allah does not answer it. So when he's using adraka, he will attempt to answer it. He will give an answer. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you realize what is Laylatul Qadr? Now, why phrase it as a question? You phrase it as a question because the question indicates you have no way of fully understanding what is Laylatul Qadr. It's like one of us as a parent, when we try to make our kids understand, then we say, but how will you possibly understand? You're only so many years old, you haven't lived life yet, you think this and that, how will you understand? Because you understand that you are 2, 3, 4 times older than him, this young man, this young woman does not have the capacity to understand, so you say, how will you possibly understand? Because it's beyond his understanding. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, He says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. How would you possibly understand? It's beyond your understanding. You will never appreciate, you will never understand the qadr of Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attempts to give us two simple understandings of why Laylatul Qadr is so blessed. Two reasons are given, but the question indicates that there are far more than two. The question indicates is beyond our understanding to fully appreciate Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. One of the ways you might possibly understand something, bring it down to your level so you can understand what is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Now, notice here as well, the term Laylatul Qadr occurs in every single verse. And the total is 3 times in the surah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. And there's a reason for this repetition. This repetition, of course, indicates the importance of the laylatul qadr, the importance of the concept of laylatul qadr. And of course, the triple repetition we know is an Arabic motif, it's an Arabic style to repeat 3 times. And Allah is repeating laylatul qadr 3 times to get it into our heads. This is the night. What will make you understand what is the night? The night is better than 1,000 months. So it's a triple repetition of the term Laylatul Qadr. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us for this night in a manner that every one of us will find something in common with. And that is the greed for long life. That's the one common greed of all humanity. That we want to live longer. We want to have more time in our lives. Was it not this desire that caused our father Adam to eat from the tree of Jannah? What did Iblis tell him? I promise you eternal life. مُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى جَنَّةِ الْخُلْدِ. I'll give you eternal life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this one night will stretch our lives for the barakah, the blessing, the quality obviously, not the time, the quality, for 83.33 years. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. You want to be productive, you want to live longer, or you want to act as if you've lived longer, this one night will give you an entire century. And notice as well, that the night is better than, it's not equivalent to. It's just something we can understand. It is better than. How much better? We won't understand it. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. It's beyond our understanding. But it's just something for our limited minds to understand that the Laylatul Qadr is more than. And what it really is, our minds cannot grasp. Our minds cannot encompass, but just something for us to understand. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. So this is the first blessing, and this goes back directly to the point of barakah. As I said, barakah means something's usefulness is made more. So one night is made into 1,000 months, 83.33 years. And this is more than most of us end up living. And by the way, this is not just a life of pleasure and playing. This is the life of worship. If you really think about it, how much do we really worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In our day, we sleep for 7 hours. We go to work with the traffic and everything. Maybe 9 hours we spend there. We are with our children and our television sets and whatnot, another 3, 4 hours. Literally, brothers and sisters, even the righteous one amongst us, who's mashallah, tabarakallah, praying 5 times a day. These days, if you pray 5 times, this is the pinnacle. Yani back in the day of the Prophet, the munafiqun would even pray 5 times. But anyway, even those who pray 5 times a day, Right? And mashallah, they're fasting, whatnot. Calculate the number of hours of actual ibadah that they're doing. And wallahi, it's not even 2-3 max. And if you read some Quran or whatnot, out of the day, this is what we do. Allah is saying, on Laylatul Qadr, if you worship me, I will give you 1,000 months of worship. Subhanallah, what a bonus. What a bonus. Wallahi, if you calculate your lifespan, if Allah Azza wa Jalla has will that we live on average for, let's say, 70 years, 75 years, our actual worship, if we do, I'm talking about ibadah here, actual ibadah, we know that we can convert our daily routine into ibadah with the level of ihsan, but that's the highest level. For those who are not at the level of ihsan, we don't get that blessing of our daily routine getting converted to ibadah. Actual ibadah routine, wallahi, is less than 10% of our life. 7 years, by the way, even I'm not even including growing up and your teenage years and your childhood years. Imagine, how much do you actually worship Allah? So you have just these few years. Allah is saying, you worship me on this one night, your bonus package will be much more than your entire lives. Think about that. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. What other things happen on this night? Tanazzalul malaika. And tanazzala is the Arabic form tafa'ala, which means it's a continuous occurrence. After one batch after another, the malaika continue to come down. Tanazzalul malaikatu. The malaika continue to come down in batches after batches. And remember the quantity of the angels. And I already told you the hadith of the skies creaking. The Prophet ﷺ also told us that, to give us an indication of the quantity of the angels, he said there is the Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the angels, they call it the Baytul Ma'mur, up in the seventh heaven. Every day 70,000 angels come to do tawaf around that Baytul Ma'mur, and they never come back for the rest of eternity. Every day a new batch of 70,000 comes. And if you do the math, after a while your mind starts to simply go beyond anything we can imagine. Every single angel, Allah is saying, they come down to this ard. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. All of the angels come down. Our traditions tell us every drop of water has an angel that takes us to his place. Every single tree, every single one of us has malakul maut. So many are the quantity of angels. What is going to happen when all of those angels are congested together? Now, by the way, why do we care about the angel? What if the angels come down? You see, the presence of the angels brings about Allah's blessings. The very presence of the angels. And that's why we want to be in places where angels come. And we don't want to be in places where there are no angels. Our Prophet ﷺ warned us, don't have this at your home or the angels will not come. Don't have that. Don't have the statues and whatnot of humans. We should not have them at home because angels do not come inside such a house. We don't want to be in such a house where the angels don't come. Right? So where the angels come, this is where Allah's barakah comes. Allah's rahmah comes. Because the angels are the instruments of Allah's, of sending Allah's rahmah. So therefore on this night, تَنَزَّلُوا الْمَلَائِكَ and أَلِفْ لَمْ هُنَا إِسْتِغْرَاقُ لِلْجِنْسِ, which means basically the angels, all of them come. And then Allah says, وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. Out of all of the angels, there is one particular angel. And that is the spirit within them. And of course the spirit here is the angel Jibreel. Jibreel himself comes down. And who is Jibreel? And what will make us understand the maqam of Jibreel? Jibreel, that being, that angel, whom Allah has chosen above all the other angels. Jibreel, who was there when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and spoke to Adam and every single prophet after Adam up until our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel, who has been assigned the most noble of all tasks, and that is to reveal all of the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them, Jibreel brought them down. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, the Suhuf, the Quran, and all of the other kutub, Jibreel was the one who brought it down. Jibreel, the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises in the Quran, that he is somebody who is Amin, nazala bihi ruhul Amin, the spirit that is trustworthy. And by the way, our Jibreel is called Al-Amin. And what was the nickname of the Prophet ﷺ? Al-Amin. The Jibreel, the Ruh is Amin and the Bashar is Amin. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ and the Bashar is also Amin. Jibreel is called Amin. And Allah praises Jibreel. ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ الْعَرْشِ مَتِينَ. ذِي قُوَّةٍ. Jibreel is one of might and power, someone who is honored by the one of the throne, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in a place of maqam. Also, Jibreel is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى in Surah Al-Najm. The Prophet saw of his most amazing ayat, and this is, he saw Jibreel. لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Allah is praising the Prophet for having seen something. What did he see on that night of Isra? He saw Jibreel. The very fact that he saw Jibreel in the original form, I mean. Of course, he saw Jibreel hundreds of times, but in a form of a human. But he saw Jibreel in his original form when the wahi began and during Isra wal Mi'raj. When the wahi began and doing Isra wal Mi'raj. So when he went to Isra wal Mi'raj, he saw Jibreel in the original form. And that time he was not scared. Whereas the first time he was scared when Iqra came down. So the one time that he genuinely appreciated Jibreel in his original form, this happened in Isra wal Mi'raj. Merely seeing Jibreel was such an honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Prophet for having seen Jibreel. لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. This is Jibreel. Jibreel. Jibreel is the one whom Allah mentions by name in the Quran and threatens anybody who hates Jibreel. Threatens anybody who hates Jibreel. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ. Whoever dares to be an enemy to Jibreel. Can you imagine Allah's mentioning an angel by name and saying, anybody who dares to be an enemy to Jibreel, then I will be an enemy to him. Subhanallah. This is Jibreel. By name, he is praised in the Quran. And he is given so many adjectives. And now, with the going of the Prophet ﷺ, with no more prophets coming, Jibreel does not have any occupation to come down to earth anymore. He is doing what Allah wants him to do. But Allah has blessed us by allowing him to come down one night of the whole year. That entity comes. That entity whom when the wahi began, Waraqa ibn Nawfal said to the Prophet ﷺ, and he was smiling and he was cheerful, that verily this being that you saw, this is the keeper of secrets. An-Namus, he called him. Waraqa ibn Nawfal said, this is that entity, the keeper of secrets. What has he seen? What has he experienced? Jibreel was the one who destroyed Qawm Lut with the tip of his finger, or the tip of his wing. He just touched it, and Qawm Lut went all the way up and back down. Jibreel was the one who was there when Fir'aun tried to accept Islam right at the end, when he saw Adab, and he was stuffing his mouth with sand and rocks, as Jibreel told the Prophet ﷺ. What has Jibreel seen? That is the keeper of secrets, Sahibun Namus. And he is now coming to this earth. And one of our scholars of the past said, I seek refuge in Allah that Jibreel comes down to this earth and I am in bed sleeping. When a noble guest comes, what do? You dress up, you prepare yourself, you're ready to welcome him. Jibreel is coming down. Are you ready to be encompassed in his dua? He will make dua for those praying. He will make dua for the musalleen, for the people in qiyam, for the people in sujood. So the tabi'i said, I seek refuge in Allah that I'm sleeping in bed on the night that Jibreel is down here making dua for us. So تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. Jibreel himself in it. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. What do they come down with? They come down with the command of Allah for all affairs. And this goes back to Laylatul Qadr, meaning the night of predestination. That everything is decided. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Every amr is decided by the command of your Lord for the upcoming year. So they're told what is to be done. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes salam hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. And here, again, a little bit of Arabic here. This is mubtada mu'akhar. It should be not, meaning if one were to say it regularly, it would be hiya salam. The night is peace. Hiya salam. But by making the mubtada mu'akhar, basically to make it into simple English, Allah is emphasizing the concept of peace more than the concept of the night. That the night is there, but what is the night? The night is salam. Salamun hi, not hiya salam, salamun hi. Peace, that is all there is. The whole night is salam. For those who worship Allah, they will get that salam. And we know when Allah's salam comes upon anyone, they will not be harmed. When Allah's salam comes on that person, they are, and by the way, meaning of salam, we have given an entire khutbah on it. Salam doesn't just mean peace. Salam means to be protected from harm. That's really what salam means, to be protected from evil. So salam, you are protected from any harm and evil. That's the whole night. That you will be written amongst those who are protected. And then Allah emphasizes, how short is it? Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. It's only until the dawn cracks, until the fajr comes out. It's not even a full night. It's literally from after Maghrib until Fajr, that's it. Salamun hiya, literally a few hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, that's all that we have. And the benefits of this night are so many. So the wise person is the one who understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us our annual bonuses on this year. And this is a bonus the likes of which there's no competition. So if you want that bonus, all you have to do is stand in line and get it. That's all. You just have to stand in line, which means pray for Qiyam and pray Taraweeh and pray Quran and do Dhikr. That's all you have to do. The bonus is guaranteed. And this night is a night that is better than the entire lifetime of all of us. So let the wise person take advantage of this blessing. Let the wise person search for this night in the last 10 nights. Let the wise person find himself praying on the night when all of the angels and even Jibreel comes down. Barakallahu li wa lakum furqan al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihim al-ayati wa dhikr al-hakim aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin kulli dhanbin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. الحمد لله الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Can I have the brothers please move forward? We have the brother space filled up. There are people praying outside, so please, as much as you can, we don't want anybody to be outside in the sun today. What are some of the signs of Laylatul Qadr? What are some of the signs of the night of Laylatul Qadr? There are many opinions amongst our scholars of the last 14 centuries about which is the night of Laylatul Qadr, and we have all heard that يعني, the Prophet ﷺ emphasized the last 10 nights, but some of the Sahaba, they actually were sure that it is one particular night, and we don't have time to go into all of the 9-10 opinions. Actually, there's more than 20 opinions, believe it or not, more than 20 opinions, even though there's only 10 nights, but the scholars differed in this manner. Some of them were certain it is the 21st, Abu Ubaidah was certain it is the 23rd, others said it is the 25th, Ibn Mas'ud and Aisha and Jabir, they would swear by Allah that it is the 27th night. They would swear by Allah it is the 27th night. And the reason for this is there's a hadith in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ specifies the 27th in one hadith. By the way, there are a hadith for the 23rd, and a hadith for the 25th, and a hadith for the 27th. In particular, there are these hadith that they specify. But there's one hadith that literally says that the layla of Sab'a wa Ashreen, the 27th night, and the others, the 23rd and 25th, are not that explicit. They simply say when it will rain, it will be Laylatul Qadr. And Ibn Abbas said it happened to be the 23rd when it was raining. So there are hadith that emphasize 23, 25, 27 especially. However, in the end of the day, the Prophet ﷺ did tell us that it is one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and especially one of the odd nights. فَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرَ الْأَوَاخِرِ فَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْوِتْرِ الْعَشْرَ الْأَوَاخِرِ. That especially look for it in the odd nights of the last 10. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he came out to inform us what is Laylatul Qadr, what night is Laylatul Qadr. But two of the Sahaba happened to be having a discussion, and it came into an argument, and they raised their voices, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam willed that he forget Laylatul Qadr. He lifted it up, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I came out to tell you Laylatul Qadr, but because of this argumentation, look at the problems of Muslims arguing, look at the problems of differing, because of this argumentation Allah raised it up, and perhaps that is better for you. Allah has a wisdom. Because wallahi, if we knew what was Laylatul Qadr, what would be the reality? On that one night, the masjid would be jam-packed. We would have parking problems in the whole area. And the rest of the month, yani, where would we be? Right? So there's a wisdom. لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah wants to test. Allah wants to see who has the determination. 10 nights, that's all it is. And especially the odd nights. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, if I were to promise you an amount of money, if we could say anybody who comes for 10 days of 10 nights of Ramadan, we will give them $10,000. Right? Wallahi, every one of us would be praying just for that $10,000. Just 10 nights, 10,000. This is not $10,000. This is life. This is barakah. This is forgiveness. This is alfi shahr. And all you need to do, worship Allah in these 10 nights. Have qiyam, have extra worship of these nights, and especially as we said, on the odd of these 10 nights, and our Prophet and the Sahaba have given us some signs. Some of them have said there will be a moderate climate on that night. It's not too hot and not too cold. They've also said that the night is somehow brighter than usual, that you feel a sense of brightness, and perhaps this is because of the angels or whatever, but there's a sense of brightness. And also in the hadith, that when the sun rises on the morning of Laylatul Qadr, it will not be with its usual rays. It will not be as bright as it usually is. The night will be brighter. The sun, when it comes up, will not be that bright. These are some of the nights, and our scholars over the course of the last 14 centuries have every year they attempt to figure out by these signs, and every year they come forth with separate numbers. And from this, many of the scholars have said, and this is one of the madahib as well, and this is Ibn Taymiyyah's position as well, that Laylatul Qadr changes from night to night, that Allah tests His servants, that some nights it is one night, another night it is another night. And this is something from the secrets of Allah we will never know for sure, but it does seem to make sense that Allah will test the servants through different nights of Laylatul Qadr every year. And the point is, there are so few nights. So what should we do on that night? Well, there's nothing extra special to be done other than the usual acts with more sincerity and enthusiasm. And in particular, Qiyam and Quran and Dhikr and Dua. In particular, these things. Qiyam, praying. And if we're not able to pray here, pray at home. And Dhikr and Dua and Istighfar. And especially Dua. Because dua, this is when the night of decree is happening, when qadr is being assigned, when qadr is being announced. And what did our Prophet ﷺ say? Nothing changes qadr other than dua. Think about this. Subhanallah, the results, until they're announced, they can actually be changed. This is our religion, right? Until Allah actually announces it, they can change through dua. What does this mean? It means that perhaps Allah has willed that somebody will die this year. But Allah has also willed, if he makes dua, he will get an extension. So it's all in the will of Allah, and Allah knows what he's going to do. Perhaps Allah has willed so-and-so will not be cured. But if he makes dua, he will be cured. So on Laylatul Qadr, if we make dua, it is possible to influence Qadr for the positive. That's what our Prophet ﷺ said. Nothing changes qadr except dua. لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَدْرِ إِلَّا الدُّعَى. So therefore, what should we be doing on the night that our results are going to be announced? We will make sincere dua for the best results. And we might even influence the results. This Laylatul Qadr, as we said, it is so significant. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it one of the three ways of being forgiven in all of Ramadan. Whoever fasts Ramadan will be forgiven. Whoever stands in night in Ramadan will be forgiven. And whoever stands on that one night of Laylatul Qadr will be forgiven. So we make dua to Allah on that night. And especially of the duas that we make is the dua that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Aisha. When Aisha said, "O Messenger of Allah, if I find myself standing on Laylatul Qadr, what should I do?" So the Prophet ﷺ said, you should make this dua, "Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna." We should memorize this dua and make it. "Oh Allah, you are al-afu." And al-afu is more powerful than ghafoor and ghafar and rahman. Afu is more specific and powerful. Afu means to wipe without leaving a trace. This is what afa means. To wipe and leave nothing. Right? So we're asking Allah to not just forgive our sins, but to erase their very existence. We don't want them to be on our record even. That's what afu means, which is the height, which is forgiveness means, okay, we have just, you know, ignored it. Afu means we have completely neglected, it's not in the record anymore. And this is what we ask for. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. The final hadith about the last 10 nights, about Laylatul Qadr, that Aisha says that when the last 10 nights came, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shadda mi'zarahu wa ayqadha ahlahu, that the Prophet ﷺ would wrap his lower garment tightly around himself. وَأَحْيَا لَيْلَتَهُ, he would stay the whole night awake. وَاسْتَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ, and he would wake up his family. So Aisha said three things. Number one, he would tie his turban tight around his belt. Now what is, not the turban, but the lower garment. He would tie his lower garment tight around his waist. The meaning here is twofold. Number one, there's a clear meaning, there's an expression in Arabic that tying your belt means becoming sincere, getting serious, Right? And there's also an indication he would leave the pleasures that are halal on the nights of Ramadan. It's halal to enjoy on the nights of Ramadan what we're allowed to enjoy on the other nights. But our Prophet ﷺ would go above this. He would, on those nights, he would tie his belt tight and to neglect these sensual halal pleasures for the pleasures of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would become serious, is one way to translate it. And he would stay the whole night awake. And by the way, he would never spend the whole night awake other than these 10 nights. He would never spend the whole night in prayer other than these 10 nights. And he would even wake up his family, the women and the children in the house, he would wake them up and have them spend the whole night awake. This is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. For those amongst us who are able to do it, alhamdulillah, an even more difficult sunnah, but it is there, is the i'tikaf. For some amongst you, you might be able to do i'tikaf in the masjid to seclude yourself completely from the people. And I have heard that some of you are doing i'tikaf here. If that is the case, alhamdulillah, that is great. For those who cannot, let them do what they can. We all have work to do, we all have other engagements, but this is the time of sacrifice. This is the time when you should cut back on our sleep. 4 hours, 3 hours of sleep in the daytime. When you come back, these are the nights of worship. They're about to begin upon us. Allah knows who amongst us will be sitting here next year and who will not be sitting here next year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. So for those of us, and Allah knows who those are, this might be our last Ramadan. Let us make this our best Ramadan. Let us make every Ramadan our best Ramadan, so the bar continues to be raised up. And let us make dua to Allah that He makes us of those who fast Ramadan sincerely and whose fasting is accepted and whose qiyam is done for the sake of Allah and whose qiyam is accepted and who are able to pray on Laylatul Qadr and are forgiven and blessed on Laylatul Qadr. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بالسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه فقال عز من قائل عليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة